Coffee? Check. Earbuds? Check. Make us part of your morning routine. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Coming up.
Today on Watching Your Wealth, we'll look at the top holiday gift trends among the wealthy.
This is Watching Your Wealth from the Wall Street Journal. Advice for making, keeping, and protecting your money. Now, from our studios in New York, here's Veronica Dagger.
This is Veronica Dagger, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth while you learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. We're joined by Camila Pepele, and she is a luxury branding and marketing consultant. And she's here to tell us about the top luxury gifting trends among the wealthy this holiday season. Welcome, Camila.
Hi, Veronica. It's great to be on the show, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Great to have you. So, Camila, first tell us, what are the wealthy looking for when giving gifts?
Well, luxury now is all about establishing an emotional connection and creating an experience. So all the trends this holiday season speak to that.
That's wonderful. And the holidays can be such an emotional time, so that makes sense. So one of the things you said is popular this year is experiences rather than material things. Tell us about that.
Yes, absolutely, Veronica. Experiences are proven to create long-lasting memories, and giving experiences creates a multi-layered emotional connection between the gift giver and gift recipient. If you give experience, and this can include luxury travel or very special epicurean experiences or sold-out shows or, you know, anything that's extraordinary and one of a kind, there is always an anticipation period, there is an experience itself, and there is creation of that very special memory, and of course sharing that special memory with your circles on social media.
I would imagine that would be huge. Yeah, you can start, put it on Instagram, Facebook, show off a little bit to your friends. I would think that has a big appeal. Another thing you said is that jewelry and timepieces are also popular.
Well, again, this goes back to an emotional connection, and jewelry and timepieces, they symbolize permanence, they symbolize love and appreciation, and also jewelry and timepieces are a great investment, and they also tell a great story. So in terms of creating an experience and lasting memory, jewelry and timepieces are certainly a great way to go and a powerful statement this holiday season.
For sure, and that's something you could give as an heirloom to an heir one day, so that makes it even more special. What about fashion and accessories? Those are always fun.
It's another very popular gifting option this season. However, there are certain things to avoid when giving fashion. For example, trendy pieces, unless you really know that the recipient wants it.
Good point.
Is definitely not something to give to everyone. Mm-hmm. But if you are looking to give fashion this season, opt for timeless pieces that will last for a long time. For example, luxury knitwear is a very popular gift, sleepwear and loungewear,
nice.
And monogrammed, initialed leather goods from the recipient's favorite brands is certainly a great way to go. But there's one thing to avoid, and when you're giving a gift this holiday season, and it is fashion, be mindful of the person's style and lifestyle. Don't try to change it. Don't buy something that will sort of assume that their style is not great.
That is
compliment
a great
it. Compliment it, flaunt it, rather than try to change it.
Right.
That's my advice.
That's great advice. You don't want to insult someone, be like, oh, I'll help you be a better dresser. Happy holidays. That would not play well. That's not a good idea. Speaking more of clothing, this whole idea of conscious luxury, too, that seems to be a big trend. How is that playing out this season?
Well, we certainly have a fair share of friends and family members who are very conscious. People want to know where the goods are coming from, how they're made, what the impact on the environment. So if you are looking to give those gifts, certainly do some research. Most of luxury brands now are very environmentally conscious. This This is about how the materials are sourced, you know, in terms of jewelry and stones. It's how the fabrics are made, how the fabrics are dyed, the process. So it's a very big trend right now. People do want to know how the gifts that they're buying are affecting the environment and communities.
Great advice. Very helpful. Thank you so much, Camilla. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well, Veronica.
Thanks, Camilla. This has been Wealth Wednesday, a production of The Wall Street Journal. I'm Veronica Dagger. For more information, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.